In our daily lives, we wage different kinds of battles. Battles like we face sickness, which we don't really expect. We are so well today. We laugh, we go to the gym, and then suddenly after a few days, something is wrong with our body. And when we go to the doctor says, "Oh, sorry, ma'am, sir, you have this kind of sickness." It's a battle, isn't it? There's also that battle of relationship. Husband and wife, at the start of their marriage, oh, very, very nice. But as the days goes on, that love turns into sorrow. There's also that battle between the employees and the employer, our co-workers, our colleague in the work. Now the question, my dear brothers and sisters, in the face of these different kinds of battles, what is our weapon? How do we face? How do we wage these different battles? Because they are inevitable in our lives. Do we use prayer and persistent prayer in all these battles that we wage in our lives? This is the experience of Moses and Joshua in our first reading. In fact, their battles is earthly, have nothing to do with God. But look at the attitude of Moses. He invoked God. When he raised his hands in the mountain, it is a symbol that he is dependent on God. And ultimately, he won this battle for Joshua because of his persistent prayer. Because God is involved. He involved God in waging this battle, for he knows that left to himself and all those soldiers, they can do nothing without God. God won the battle for them, and it is through persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. Dear brothers and sisters, in our daily lives, we wage, as what I have said, battle. And who is our common enemy? You know who? Satan. Satan brought sickness to our lives. Satan wanted to destroy the very core values of human families. Satan destroys the very unity that exists between workers and co-workers and colleagues. Satan wanted to destroy all this. But do we recourse to prayer? We know that Satan is very, very strong. Left ourselves, we can never win against him. Only through prayer. And so the lesson here is, without God, without persistent or persevering prayer, no battles in our lives could ever be won. Take that into our own consciousness, my dear brothers and sisters. I repeat, no battles can ever be won without God, without persistent and persevering prayer. Can you relate? Does this make sense? Do I need to continue? Very good class today. St. Paul reminded also Timothy, his co-worker, in proclaiming the word of God, that be firm in what you have already received in your faith. But not only be firm in your faith, but be persistent in preaching the word of God. Convenient or inconvenient, in season and in out of season. Because there are many contradictions to it. But because the word of God contains wisdom for salvation, you have to be persistent. Again, the buzzword today's Sunday readings is persistence. Be persevering. Never surrender or give up, especially in our relationship with God. So Saint Paul reminded Timothy that since the word of God contains a germ of wisdom for salvation, you cannot but do it even when there are oppositions to it. You have to proclaim the word of God. The word of God enlivens the faith of the people. And so it has to be proclaimed with persistency. So persevere in your vocation. Remember that you are the proclaimer of the word of God. Never surrender. Never give up when oppositions come your way. Because this is your commitment to proclaim the word of God. Be persistent in proclaiming the word of God. The gospel that we have today, Jesus told the parable about persistence again. Perseverance in prayer. I think he saw the apostles who are not persevering or persistent in their prayer. So two characters. Where do we belong or where can we associate ourselves with these two characters in the parable? The corrupt judge. This is the description of Luke, not Father Noel's description. I don't have any personal grudge against judges in this world. Why was he described as a corrupt? He eliminated God in his life. And he also eliminated about human kindness, human caring. He does not have it. But he can administer decision and judgment. On the other hand, there is this widow. And widows during the time of Christ are pitiful people because they have to depend on other people. Remember that women in the Jewish society count for nothing. When they look for a job and when the society would prefer men rather than women. So this is the situation of the widow in our gospel. She kept on pestering the judge to render her decision, the judgment on her case. And what happened? The corrupt judge, because of persistence, remember that Luke was very detailed in writing the gospel. Luke said that the judge was fearful because this widow would come back to him and strike him. That means it is physical force. The widow would use physical force towards the judge if he continues to delay the giving of decision. So this is the situation, my dear brothers and sisters. The same is true with our relationship with God in prayer. We should imitate the widow in being persistent. Many times, our pleas, our favors are not granted. Our prayers are unanswered. And we lose heart. We give up. And then we say, what kind of God are you? You're so deaf. You're so indifferent to my pleading, to my petitions. Why do you act like that? But you know, my dear brothers and sisters, God in His own time will grant us our favor, especially for our own good. We have to be persevering. We have to be patient. And Saint Augustine explains this persistence in prayer. There is a benefit in that. And that is for our own good, not for God. Because God does not need our prayers. Remember, God is not diminished in His nature. When we ask Him in prayer, when we fail to praise Him and to thank Him, God remains to be God. But here, St. Augustine said that we need to be persistent in prayer because it increases our desire to be united with Him. That's why we need to persevere, because if we stop, if we cease praying, then that desire would also stop. And here is another intriguing part of the gospel. The last part, if you notice, my dear brothers and sisters, the challenge of Jesus. When He comes, will He find such faith on earth? This is in reference to the attitude of the widow. When Christ comes, will He find on earth such faith? Faith which is persevering in prayer. That's why it also challenges each one of us to be always persevering in prayer, to be persistent in prayer, because that is what God expects each one of us, especially in our prayer life and in our relationship with Him.